Blog Talk Radio.
While I was sleeping, Lord, you were working on the mess I made like only I can do. When I start thinking I'm so far from you, I wake up to hear you whisper, that's not true. Well, good morning, mercy, you call me worthy. Feels like the sun shining on my face. Living's good this side of grace.
Hope you're hearing me out there in radio and internet land. Good morning. Just want to say, coming to you live from the Central World Regional Park here this morning. A little late start. Had a little difficulty logging in because of internet issues. Hope you're hearing me loud and clear out there. Well, nonetheless, we're under cloudy skies. And we are going to try to put some warmth into this morning proceedings. What do we have here? We have, Dennis is over in his PJs. He's up bright and early. And I know this time he's in his short pajamas. Not too cold in his neck of the woods. I'm just guessing, my gentle people. So like I said, the internet here is a little slow. So I'm having a little difficulty getting to what I want to get to. But nonetheless, I'm sure it will pick up along the way. I'm going to see if I can find and stop till it gets sorted here.
I'm
angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plain, and the mountains in reply, echoing their joyous strain. In ecstasy they are. In ecstasy they are. Shepherds wise this jubilee and this joyous song prolong. What the gladsome tidings be, which inspire the heavenly song. In ecstasy Deo, in ecstasy Deo.
A bright star in the heaven,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
brought three wise men to him,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
the precious baby Jesus,
hallelujah, hallelujah,
our eternal King.
Hallelujah.
Come to Bethlehem and see him whose birth the angels sing. Come adore on bended knee Christ the Lord, the newborn King.
Today being December, the half an hour, we have gone past the half an hour in this month of December. This is the month of giving, month of celebrating, and we people say celebrating the birth of Christ. But whatever it's worth, we are alive and we're going to be giving thanks. We have to go and tell the Lord, not just ask him, no, we're going to tell him that we know that he is King, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, conquering of lions. There's only one God, whomever you choose for him to be, man, woman, child, donkey, cow, whatever, we know there's a super being. That's my true belief. So we give it thanks this morning for this day. Even the farmers need rain, the dump needs rain. So we give it thanks for all of his blessings. Morning. Well, folks, as usual, we're going to be into our inspiration portion for the first hour. We go up until 10 o'clock. Then we will have sports, and that's put to be in brief because heavyweight comes your way Sunday from 6 until 9 in the p.m. till 6 o'clock in the p.m. And of course, Eastern Caribbean, it will be from 7 o'clock. Till 10 o'clock. Nonetheless, you be sure to tune in tomorrow. But David will come and tell us what's happening internationally, regionally, and locally. Of course, we will have Cardinal coming in to greet his many fans, special ones. especially. Then we'll have birthdays, anniversaries, and events that would have taken place on this date. Compliments Audley Watson, that's Ma'ubi's son. Ma'ubi is a blessed memory. And of course, we will have the Antigua Cain. Hopefully we'll perhaps have a moment of silence for dearly departed Dawn Cochran about, say, 10:45 this morning. We're going to summon Dennis to lead the charge right after something in her honor. She has left us, and she is resting, hopefully, with the Lord. Of course, Kana would have a comment for us, and it's always something to tickle the mind. He's the co-host of this show. Let me just get this out of the way. I should be doing some cricket this morning, but it's raining cats and dogs. I know it's not going to be an early start, so I'm taking the liberty to host the show today, and by the time match starts, if it's before 12 o'clock, of course, Cardinal will really take the reins and take it to the end. Well, you two can be a part of the show. 563-999-3693, that's the number you call. You push the 1 if you want to become audible. And of course, all we ask that you, first of all, respect yourself, then respect others. Be within broadcast standard, and we will accommodate your call. Anything below broadcast standard, you will incur a challenge. So that's all we ask of you. But while you're here, we ask you to share the link. It's the World Wide Web Blog Talk Radio / Caribbean Global Voices. You just share the link, let someone come on in and enjoy what we have on offer for you. Cool, cloudy Saturday morning coming out of Florida. Normally during the cricket we'll say sunny South Florida. We'll be coming out of Virgilstown, beautiful city of Long Hill at this time. So what do we have on offer here today? Let's see if we can summon Marcus. I haven't heard from Lynette as yet. I hope she will come on in early. Having a little bit of challenge here. The internet here is slow and slower. It has two speeds, slow and slow. Right now we are on slow. It takes forever to anything that I'm searching for. But nonetheless, I'm sure we're going to get through this one way or the other. I'm trying to use my own internet, but internet here superseded. My internet. So, to folks who are here, take it forever. Like, I need for you to get into the slow mode and get out of the slow mode. There's some challenges here. I should have stayed at the residence knowing that it was raining, but I didn't want to be there and have to rush on out. Sorry. Let's just try this.
This is Caribbean Vibe. This is Caribbean Vibe.
That fist to give the king. Wonderland.
Yes, and that's the Mighty Power of Fear. There's medley. And oh, the holiday time, you tired. Well, we're going to hear from Mercedes over there in New York. First of all, she's going to tell us how she's doing. And she will tell us what's happening in her neck of the woods. And of course, we keep the best for last. She will tell us about Mama Bobsy. Come on in, Mercedes. Okay, I'm not hearing you, Mercedes. One's toying around here, to be honest with you. That's... Hello? Okay. Mercedes, you must have muted yourself because I have you open here. I'm seeing you.
Father God, I just want to thank you for this chain link of love. Brother JP, testify.
Lord, I lift your name on high. Lord, I love to sing your praises. Yeah, yeah. I'm so glad you're in my life. And I'm so glad you came to save us.
You came from heaven to earth to show.
Listening on high.
led by Jesus on high, where we'll never shall die. 'Tis a land where we'll never grow. Help me sing.
again, we are bringing the show to you live from the chair this morning, using my own internet, using the stadium's internet, and for some strange reason, we are finding ourselves having some challenges in terms of staying in the queue, being pushed out, in and out, in and out. So I can be, use the word and say, I think we've been hacked. Channel is on and see it moving. As a matter of fact, we'll talk about that off here. But Channel, if you're hearing me, come on in with a song, please. If you can, if you're having challenges there too, say something so you can know, so we don't have dead air on air. Channel, are you hearing me? Hello? Okay, even if Channel 2 is on dead air, so I just keep talking until we can get, my screen is gone from in front of me at this time. Asking Channel to just come on in and play a song. I'm rebooting a computer, starting it. I still have another 9 minutes or so remaining. Well, holding on. Well, folks, you know, it's the month of December, and that's the month when we were kids, we really relish the idea of hearing about Christmas. But that's one of the times when you get to meet your friends other than being in school, that you can, you know, share a laughter, share a joke. Back in the days, we used to have those little goes off with those little billets, or what have you, or we'd have a cork gun. We'd be in town and we'd shoot him with a cork gun. But more so, we want to go in town to see the masquerades, more so in Giant and the Spear for us, and the clowns, and anyone who would try to do anything to make merry. That's where we actually go into town, gather in town to see that. Christmas Eve night is a big night because, you know, we're going to have jamming in the street. That's one thing we always look forward to. So, again, I think the challenges have some challenges there, and I would have tried to reboot my computer. It's taking forever and a day. Come on up. But since we are still in the inspirational portion, let me see if I can find something to inspire us. We must be able to find something to inspire us in terms of words. Sister Evan Hanley Brown is listening up. Was in touch with her yesterday. I did ask her to lend us some of her time and grace us with her presence. Sure, she's doing that, but for strange reason, we are having challenges here. I just want to say good morning, good morning, good morning, and I'm going to preach the word love at this time. Hate no one, no matter how much they've wronged you. Live humbly, no matter how wealthy. Think positively, no matter how hard life gets. Give much, even if you've been given little. Forgive all, especially yourself, and never stop praying for the best for everyone. So to know God is love, yes indeed, God is love. As we go into this day, still trying to inspire you, we're going to begin this day with a rainbow of joy in your heart. That's what I ask you. Don't see rainbow here, we're under cloudy skies, but we're going to ask you to have a heart with a rainbow. Well, let the rising sun plant a smile on your face and remove all clouds of doubts and feel God's gift in your day. Time to have a new hope, it's time to have a new life, time to have new opportunities. many more blessings. Bless each and every one of you today. Well, we're rolling up the hill to 10 o'clock. That's about 60 minutes away. I'm still without my computer. I've been trying to come on in. If you can punch up a song there, I'll be happy for that. I'm trying not to think somehow. I just got a call to say we're not on air. They're not hearing us to the live stream. That's because I would have shut down and stayed it forever. As a matter of fact, I'm doing a little cleaning up here. What is this up? Okay, let's try to see if I can get back in now again. Well, the cleanup has been done here on the computer. So, because the camera too is having some challenges back there. He's on, but I'm not hearing him coming in. Calling for Murchis for the third time. Panel, can Murchis get in? Like I said, my screen is now beginning to come back up. Why would we have any challenges this morning? We are in the month of the birth of Jesus Christ. And whoever is trying to do something, we're going to rebuke you in the name of the Lord. So I'm going to urge Lynette to get to just call in, log in, and if she's there, finally can put her in, and she can hear her. She seems audible. The screen still black, but open here at the moment.
I'm here. Hello?
Oh, very good. Yeah, it seems like you're having some challenges here.
So it's now up.
Because I had to shut down the computer and begin again.
It's on the phone line. I don't know about the computer.
Yes, that's okay. Well, grace us with your presence. We're not hearing Carmel, not hearing Murchis, but somebody had to put you in to talk. So that is Carmel who put you in there to talk. Somehow, when you put it Murchis, we're not hearing her.
No, I dial straight.
Yes, but you still have to go from dialing. Somebody still have to put you in the with an open mic. They have to put you live. Normally, you can call you just here. The channel didn't do that. Again, we have a hacker.
No. Well, I don't know how I got in, but I dialed straight and it went through.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So, can't tell God and man what's happening here. But we're coming through, though, life now. So let me use this inspirational portion to get you in to tell us what's happening over there in St. Kitts and Nevis. I tried to do some bathroom work here.
Well, the carnival was open last night. They had a big fanfare at the park. Very colorful, very creative. So that's
what
happened last night.
That's nice. The
opening of
Canada. So what were they having before with all these calypso? Just those were just elimination, not during
that
the
was,
official.
Yeah, they had the semifinals, and then they had 8-7 go up with the reigning calypso queen for the show.
Oh, okay.
So from next week now, you know, the big carnival shows and so we'll be putting on. Right on to the weekend.
Well, so this is strange. I'm not even hearing
they
you on
have,
the
already
regular
the,
phone that I'm supposed to be hearing you on.
The children's,
so, so.
The youth calypso show. Can you hear me still?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay.
I'm hearing you in one phone, but I'm not hearing you. I dialed in on the other phone that I was speaking to. But go on. I can hear from this phone.
Maybe Cardinal need to call in on the phone.
Cardinal is on, but for some reason he too is having challenges. I think Play Music can do that.
On the computer? So probably you should call in on the phone.
He's on the phone.
Hello?
But if I don't know what's happening. He was there on the phone. I got him.
When I first saw you, I already knew there was something inside of you, something I thought that I would never.
And I can hear you now, Matrice. I don't know if you're live on the air. Music, it's gone again.
No, I'm here.
No, I'm not really back. I'm just on the phone here. I don't know what's going on. I'm not...
Oh, you're in the
computer's not up yet.
Oh,
wow. So we're calling for you. You all are we on the air? One was on a while ago.
I dialed Block Talk.
I can show you the world.
Yes.
No, not right now. No. No, we're not hearing you guys at all. That 2075, where is my 2075 Cardinal?
Hello, Ivor.
Where's 2075? Because that's the one I was talking to.
I'm hearing Dennis.
Hello.
I'm not hearing anything at all from you.
Ivor.
Hello.
I'm hearing Dennis saying hello, Ivor.
Are you hearing me now?
Dennis, I can hear you, but I don't think I'm hearing you.
Okay. Yes, I can hear you, Lynette. I'm just hearing Ivor. I hear Ivor very well, too. But I obviously...
That's Dennis.
Yeah.
That's Dennis. Ivor, I was calling to tell you that Dennis was saying hello.
Yeah. Are you hearing me now, Ivor?
Let's go ahead and just stop something in terms of this thing. But this is probably coming through.
Are you hearing me? Ivor?
We got to try to get on David.
Ivor?
But who's asking the 2075? Is it on
there? Hear him. Can you hear Dennis?
No, it appears he's not hearing me, Lynette.
Look like he ain't hearing me either.
No, but something, they mute me because I'm not hearing anything, period.
Oh, he said he's not hearing anything.
Well, I can understand that.
And I could hear him.
Yeah. Having some issues right now, huh?
Yep.
Yeah. I hope we can resolve it. I hear you had a carnival out there in Nevis, or in St.
Yes, the carnival officially opened. We've had all the pre-shows and the eliminations and for the Calypso shows and all of that. So now they had the big grand opening of carnival last night.
So for
and
those
everybody
of us
was busy
who...
in town shopping because we had reduced VAT day. And that's when all the big companies like TDC and Hosford, they give an extra 25% on top of the reduced VAT. So lots of people went down.
Yes. But Lynette, for those of us who's not in St. Kitts, which of the island is the carnival, in St. Kitts or in Nevis?
The carnival is on St. Kitts because St. Kitts is the bigger island.
Okay.
But we have participants from Nevis as well.
Right, right.
They do come down. The same holidays we get for the carnival, they will get as well.
Mm-hmm.
So they will come over as well and participate in the carnival.
All right.
Just like when they have their Culturama, we get the same holidays. So we go over and participate in their Culturama as well.
And how far away from St. Kitts is Nevis?
It's 11 miles by water, but we have you could get there in 10 minutes. By water taxi.
By water taxi. So
you can also get there 45 minutes from downtown. But if you go to the Southeast Peninsula, you could get there 10 minutes or less by water taxi.
Mm-hmm. And what's the weather what's the weather like for carnival?
The weather is, wonderful weather. It's nice and breezy. Yeah. It's sunny, but not steaming hot like we had during September and July and August. Crazy. The weather has come cool down quite a bit because we have a really, really high wind. We call that Christmas breeze.
Christmas breeze.
So,
Lynette, you go carnival costume and all?
Actually, no. I've never done that in my whole life, and I don't think I'll do it now. But I do sometimes I do go out and watch. But now we have YouTube. Everything is on YouTube. I don't have to go anywhere.
Okay. So there's a
The Juve is extremely big. I mean, sometimes when I see it, I wonder where do we get so many people from? Hello.
I hear another voice.
I heard another voice. Hello.
It's not Mercury.
Okay, that's Mercury. It's Mercury. Mercury. We were just filling the air, trying to fill the air, Dennis and I, because I could hear Dennis and Dennis could hear me, but we couldn't hear you. The rest of you couldn't hear us.
Okay, so now was Ivan, Cardinal, and I, and now you and Dennis come.
All right.
Some music.
Something fishy going on there. I don't know where
Yes, more than fishy. I don't know who joined the line, but they're not catching anything good.
Bertrand, you're hearing Ivor?
I was hearing Ivor until you and Lynette cut in.
Next week is good for down there. Closer to next weekend. Yeah.
So, Bertrand, how's your weather out there? How's your weather?
Sorry about that. I was trying to talk.
My weather is chilly, but it's supposed to be in the 50s and good, calm weather because before we go back.
I'm not sure what the forecast is for me, but I know currently it's we're in the middle 40s down right now, but usually out here as soon as the sun comes up it rises at even.
Okay. Oh, we're in 40s to 47 right now, going up to 50 in the 50s today. No further. But it should be nice so we could go out and do what we can today because tomorrow it's rain and from then it's going downhill. We'll chill in the deep freeze. So.
Well, come on and sing it. I want them to
think
it's you're going to get Christmas and carnival and lovely weather.
That sounds tempting, but if we could, we would. A few family members went down or so.
Well, yeah, except a lot of people.
You were listening to Calypso, watching the Calypso?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, and the opening of Carnival. That was good.
Yeah, the opening of Carnival was nicer.
Yeah.
The young people really put on a show.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and I like how they had it as a... They had the speech.
Right, and they're mixing the folklore. So you had like the old and the new.
Yes. So Dennis.
Very nice. Well, very well, Quark.
Dennis, you gone?
Dennis gone now.
Look like Dennis had gone. Dennis disappeared now. So it's just you and me. God.
Oh, dear. Well, everybody was out shopping and trying to getting ready for Christmas because we had reduced that. So, as I was telling Dennis, we had reduced that. So everybody was out shopping.
Oh.
And spending what they don't have.
Okay. They're trying to play some music, but it's not coming through, so it's just you and me now. Dennis has vanished.
I don't know what's happening. Because I called the number, and I got through to the straight through to the number. Because I went out, I was out. And when I came back, I just dialed the number and it went right through. I don't know what's happening.
And they've just put it so they want to hear our voice instead.
Oh, yeah.
I was starting to learn. We were talking about the death of Debbie. And so...
No, Dawn. Dawn.
Sorry, Dawn. Debbie, yes, I'm not trying to get rid of these.
Well, let us take this opportunity to send out our condolences to Debbie and the rest of Dawn's family, her children and her siblings. And we pray that God will sustain them.
Yeah,
he knows best. And
yeah.
He knows best.
Mm-hmm.
He knows best. We will miss her.
We hope the movement will continue. You know, as long as Debbie's around, it will continue.
Yes, I hope somebody will take up Dawn's mantle.
Yeah.
And work with Debbie to continue because they were doing a really good job trying to help the less fortunate. Mm. So we pray that somebody else will step up to the plate.
That's right. These are times for us to be generous. And giving of ourselves, you know. Times are short. These days are going by so fast. So.
And we all can learn a lesson from Dawn, you know. She's left a legacy of looking out for the less fortunate. So.
Yeah.
Which is a good one. We pray for her family.
True.
That they may be strong.
Mm-hmm. And I wish we can get those guys to stop hacking us and let us get some good music.
I know. Because almost Christmas. Next weekend is Christmas.
Yep. Y'all can have fun. I don't really celebrate Christmas, so. I don't really. I don't celebrate Christmas. But I will not cut off your people from having your fun.
Well, Christmas is a lot of work for me. I got up this morning and I was here painting. I don't know why we have to do these things at Christmas. I don't know why. Why?
By the time the day comes, you're all worn out. You ain't even enjoy the day.
I'm telling you.
And because you're cooking all day, cooking, cleaning. And by the time the day comes, well, that's good.
Mm-mm.
That's good. You give yourself a break from the cooking.
Right. I agree.
Yes, ordering or go out and get, treat yourself. Stop and smell the roses.
My friend from school, she's my friend from, we went to school together and we're still friends, really good friends. So we alternated.
Mm-hmm.
So this is her time to cook.
Well, see, that's a good idea too. That's a good idea.
So when I cook, she comes here for her lunch, and when she cooks, I go to her. I will take something. I'll make a salt. Well, I told her I'm going to bring a saltfish lasagna.
Saltfish lasagna? Oh, that's different.
Saltfish lasagna, yes. Yes. Saltfish lasagna.
I don't know. All I want is
actually,
a black cake.
I made it at my son's wedding. And that was the first to go from the buffet table.
Oh.
Everybody was like, saltfish lasagna, what?
Something different to the taste. All I want is black chicken ham, being that, most of the time.
My friend bought ham and turkey and half Indian. So she cooking. I am not cooking. So I didn't even buy any ham. And you know what happened to me? I'm going to end up here with more food than a cook. Because I'm not cooking, everybody send me food. My nephew's wife, she's down from the States for Christmas, and she likes to cook as well. And I know she can send food for me.
Okay. That's the way it is.
When
sometimes
I don't cook, I end up with more food and when I cook.
Yep, that's it.
Well, we're still not hearing any the rest. So we lost Dennis, we lost Saiva, we lost Cardinal. We're not hearing anybody.
Well, can you hear me?
Yeah.
No,
oh,
I can hear you.
No, but I said I was going to try to go in the back room here, but they're not connected on the computer.
Uh-oh.
So where are we talking, on the back room?
No, I don't know. I don't have the computer up in front of me. So,
oh my goodness.
Cardinal, we should be on the air, really. But everything is crossed over.
Well, you have to be on the air because I called the number straight. I'm through on the number.
And I don't know how that happened because somebody has to put you on live. You just can't call in and you get on live, but... You got on live somehow. I don't know how that is. We've been hacked.
I'm talking with Caribbean Global Voices. Yeah, it's there. That's what I'm on.
Yeah.
Somebody testing out.
Maybe you should just
control.
Now then, seeing that you can't play any music or anything like that.
What is it?
Yes, because I can't talk too long.
Until episode next 14 days. That's nonsense. I just came up here. They tell me the next episode is in 14 days. What a lie.
Huh? Wow.
Let me go out and come back in because something is not right.
Are you leaving us again?
Yeah, because
use
something
another
is not right.
Well, we have to get over here now because we've just been talking.
No, well, you might be
on
here still then.
I don't think the fans want to hear our sad story about not cooking and can't get no hammer black cake.
Oh, it's an entertainment show. Why not?
What?
Part of the entertainment.
Okay. Well, and anybody out there listening, you can send a black cake to Caribbean Global Voices Block Talk Radio for the staff here.
Well, let me see
some black cake and some ham, and most of all, we need our eggnog. Eggnog.
Okay. Homemade eggnog, not the one in the tin.
Not the tin. We want the real thing.
Homemade.
And you could
homemade.
Join a bottle of wine, and so we can enjoy it to the fullest. But don't forget the black cake, rummy black cake. Don't forget the rum. Because there's no black cake without rum in it.
Nope.
Not to the rum in the cake, make in the cake.
You mean, and then you
when
mean
it gets
to be soaking in the rum all year?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when we get that over and let it soak even more.
I like the word soak.
Oh, dear.
No. Don't read into that.
Are we on the air?
No, we are soaked in the rain. We are soaked over here. I'm at the field, and we are soaked. The tap is on here. The field
is soaked.
Oh, you
have rain over there?
Yes, that's what we are soaked.
We'll pick it again for the day.
But it might
we'll be having rain
later.
All weekend.
It might end up like
nice
last night.
With a nice and sunny with a lovely breeze. Beautiful breeze.
So share the love, share the breeze, share the sun. We have sun, but feel the sun.
Right, that's why I'm inviting everybody to come to St. Kitts. We have good weather, good food, good drink, lot of music, everything. I see people already start coming, eh?
Oh no, he's gone again.
Colonel is not hearing the music, but I tell him the music is coming too, but he's not hearing it. He's played it twice, a couple of times, but I say it's coming too, so somehow he is not hearing it.
Well, somebody has really put us in a pickle today. But they can't stop us because we don't have no music. We can talk, and then we need a comedian. Iva, bring your good stories. Now everybody's gone. Well, folks, it's unfortunate that such things should happen, but we hope you understand it's no fault of ours. It's technical difficulties. Somewhere, somebody plugged in the wrong cord and dismantled the whole show, so we are very sorry, and I hope you enjoy the little that you're hearing, and you don't hold us accountable for that. Hope you're enjoying your day, your morning. Sorry we can't play the music so you can work along with the music. So I don't know. Everybody else is gone. Left me, myself, and I. So the three of us will just stay mute for a while until it's going on and be back. So hold tight. Mm-hmm.
family, her children, and her siblings, and all her extended family. It's sad. She will be missed. She was doing a very good job. I mean, trying to help the less fortunate in Antigua. And I'm praying and hoping that somebody will step up and fill her shoes and continue her good work. Just ask her family to stay strong. God knows best. And I don't know. We never get accustomed to that. Don't care how sick a person might be or what have you. We never get accustomed to this thing called death. And
everyone's on silence. On me. Ivor, Cardinal, Lynette, Patrice. All right. Hello, anyone hearing me? Cardinal? Ivor? Hello?
It's in me?
Yes, I hear you, Mertris.
Okay. When Cardinal mute me, I hear Dennis, and when he unmute me, I hear nothing.
Yes.
But again, we'd like to send our condolences out. Also, Charles Reed, we call him Tony, his mom passed away too. And we have Walt, who had passed away earlier. There was a umpire in New York that passed away. I think his name is Ricky. Let me not get it bad, but he too had passed. So we'd like to say condolences all.
Yep.
You guys
don't want to hear that? They're switching up.
David, we're not hearing you, David.
Because it's been unmuted. So when you say that, it switches all up. One can hear one set, and next minute you can't hear. Playing non-musical chairs.
Hello?
If you play music, Ivor, would it come in while you're
okay.
On?
Well, I just came up, so let me see if something can come up. Yeah. You can't hear Cardinal either.
No.
Life and feet, yeah. All over. When you held me back. Now I
Yes, I'm here. I
okay, paying a little tribute here to Don Cochran right at this time on the Antigua Care Hour.
Right, thank you. I know earlier when we were having the difficulties, both Cardinal and I were sharing some thoughts, and to say that for more than 2 years ago, I was introduced to this two very dynamic ladies, one of whom was Dawn Curtin. Dawn and her companions at the charity group, they had a mission without thought for herself. Dawn was an extraordinary lady who devoted much of her time and efforts working tirelessly with the Antigua and Barbuda Care Group. She gave up her time, energy, and efforts to help others, those whom she saw that were in need of assistance. Dawn was a lady whom I respected and saluted for putting others ahead of herself. I am very sad to hear the news of her passing, and my condolences to her family and the charity group that she supported. I feel sure that when the list of saints are compiled, Dawn's name will be there. May she rest in peace, and as we think about Christmas, remember that the need to help others is still there. So please reach out and make a donation in her name. We are almost at the end of the year, but the needs of citizens of Antigua and Barbuda is still very much with us. Debbie, Barbuda Charity Care, Antigua and Barbuda Charity Care Group, would like to remind listeners to take a moment to think about those men, women, and children whose lives can be changed with a little help and charity. It is not too late to make a promise to reach out with a donation, whether it is of food, clothing, or material. Whatever you are able to donate, you can contact Debbie at 1-845-820-6598. 1-845-820-6598. And make a donation and a pledge in memory of Dawn. Thank you. Back to you, Ivor.
Thank you very much.
Like a comet blazing across the evening sky, gone too soon. Like a rainbow fading in the twinkling of an eye, gone too soon. Like the loss of sunlight on a cloudy afternoon, gone too soon. Like a castle built upon a sandy beach, like a perfect love that is just beyond your reach, gone too soon. one dies. Like a sunset dying with the rising of the moon.
I'm hearing you guys from another device. I don't know what's happening. So I think the other device over there is hacked too. Okay. Like I was saying, David, well, probably you can pay a tribute to Dawn as she would have left us. I didn't hear the response, so I don't know if Carmel, Mortis, Lynette, if you guys wanted to do it now or if it's recorded before, that's right. Your knowledge of passing, then? Okay, good.
You know, unbelievable that we are there. You know, people are so young.
Okay. Well. So, Carmel, you're going to greet your special fans. Now we can hear you from this other device. Carmel?
Okay, now I can hear you,
Ivor. Okay, go ahead and greet your... Yeah, we can hear you now, too. I'm hearing you.
Okay. Okay, good. Okay. What's your next? Difficulty going where we are coming because it's a
Lost commentary, over.
That section gone.
Yeah, Murchis, he's lost commentary there. I know he was going, oh, and by the way, Murchis, you ready for your presentation tomorrow?
Oh, yes, I have to do a little more practicing. That's a long one. A lot of reading.
Yeah, that's a long one today.
Yes, good. I'll be ready. Good.
Do we have Lynette back? Is Lynette still there? No sign of Lynette.
I don't.
Still no sign of Ivor and no sign of Cardinal. Oh.
Yeah, whenever they switch, they keep pressing you're muted, and every time
right.
that comes up, they switch over,
mm-hmm.
and somebody else is so. I try to tell them, maybe it's not them, maybe the switch has malfunction.
Yeah, I know it's some sort of a malfunction because I had several times in succession, I had the muted announcement and in succession, and I don't know what has caused that to happen. But, you know that Ivor was there late into the night with his other duties, commentating last night. I heard him calling for you several times.
I know. I was listening. I was watching it. The game.
He was watching. Yes.
I'm not sure about that.
I watched it. He's back.
Yeah, he's back.
Putting
me
on the bus.
Are you hearing us,
No.
He was back there for a moment, but
he was
lost him again. Yes, but that game went on very late into the night, Marcus.
Yeah, because of the rain, and they stayed there until the rain stopped and started and stopped and started, and then they continued.
The last match was in progress, and then a little drizzle came in. But I don't know if they did finish that last match.
Yeah, they finished as they could because the rain started pour down again.
So how did they win that match?
I don't know. You got to ask Ivor that.
Because
when that happens, I guess who have the most points or score win the game.
I know something peculiar happened, and I sent him a message, but he didn't get my message. I know he didn't get the message immediately, and he responded this morning, but I don't know who. What time was the schedule start for today?
It should have been on now, but I think they still have rain.
They still have rain, so finish with the pitcher. I see.
Okay. If the raining stop, they're fixing the pitch.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know, because he's on with us. He wouldn't have been on if he was there with us.
I'm beating on your door. I know I am a prisoner to all my father also who did. I know I am a hostage to all these hopes and fears. I just wish that I could have told it. morning when my father passed away. Oh, I didn't get to tell him.
I can see it in her eyes. I and I. I know the king and queen crown same time, so I never leave your side. Just stick with me through the trial time. Oh, and she says she no mind. Her right, I know good man is hard to find, and she can't about that giant line. That's why she has no ties at this time. Yeah, I know many men are trying, but she needs to be more than wine and dine, because she's royal, yeah, so royal, and I want her in my life. I never knew anyone so divine, so the way she moves to her own beat, she has the qualities of a queen. So supreme, ooh, ooh, but natural beauty, no need no makeup to be a cutie, she's a queen, so supreme, yeah. And when they ask what a good woman's made of, she's not afraid and ashamed of who she is, she's royal, yeah. Queen.
channel. Now you have come to us.
Just you and me.
And me.
And Dennis.
Hello.
Yes.
Oh.
Ivor, this Dennis and Mertris are here.
Okay. I don't see, but he didn't bring himself in. Connor, are you hearing us now? Wow. Okay, he's gone because not hearing us.
Okay, you're hearing me now?
Yes.
Okay, good. Something is switching me back to...
Dennis? No, we're not.
Okay, now I'm hearing Marjorie.
And Dennis.
I'm hearing
okay,
Dennis as well.
Go ahead, Dennis.
Okay. Okay, is everyone hearing me now?
Yes.
Yes.
I am.
Okay. Okay. I think we were doing well playing that music. We shouldn't have switched off of it, you know, because I was hearing it very clearly.
Yes.
If
it's a go, we can go. We can steal some of your time then.
Go, go, go. Keep trying.
Love to me. You are.
still be together.
Enough.
Lady music, lady music, lady music.
Oh yeah, yeah. All right, baby. I've got a friend.
Oh, Montrese, I can hear you. Wow, I'm telling you.
Playing my tunes. You're playing my tunes. I'm in the zone.
Yep. Well, special and okay. So we have to give them a little something, and we'll come back to you, Montrese, over this.
Baby, oh yes, I really, really want your loving. I really, really, really need your loving.
Can feel, and that kind of loving, oh, I think it's real. I don't wanna be going by something I heard, 'cause baby action is being louder than words. Oh, I want to love that is mine, 'cause when it's green there is sun, sunshine. I love to keep me warm. Never go. Mm-mm-mm. Don't you know I want your love? Mm-mm-mm. Don't you know I want your love? But day after day, I must face the world of strangers, where I don't belong, when I'm not that strong. But it's nice to know there is someone I can turn to, who is always there when there's love to share. When there's no getting over that rainbow, when the smallest dreams would come true, I can take all the madness the world had to give, but I won't last a day without you, without you, baby. Again, girl. Oh, oh, oh. See,
long, long, long.
Standing across the room, I saw you smile.
After you call me out.
Yeah, you did a good job. Yeah.
Oh, well, thanks. Okay. I know all them songs.
Distance. Can we work with the distance? Distance. Persistence. What is love? Is it just a feeling? Like sexual healing in the Marvin Gaye song. What is love? Is it just for a time? Is it just for a season? Is it all in your mind?
girl, come for the joyride. No worry, everything will alright. She says she wants it, not the broad daylight. Never stop until the moonlight. I see you longing for some love. You're longing. I see you longing for love, girl. I see you longing for some love. You're longing. I see you longing for love, girl.
Until it's been a pleasure entertaining you guys, even though we had so much distraction. But never mind, we hang in there, and I hope you enjoy the show. So until next time, this week, next week, enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Okay, let's hear from Dennis.
Thank you, Iva. Let's join us tomorrow. We invite you to join us tomorrow for the cricket show at www.blogtalkradio.com/thecricketshow at starting at 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. And we'll have the Coach's Corner with Preeti Patel, the birthday anniversary hour, and of course, focus on the laws of cricket, where Mertris will be making the presentation for tomorrow. We have all
Yay.
The other matches, local, national, and international matches on tap. So we hope to get to those and a lot more tomorrow on the Cricket Show. Join us 6 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern. Back to you, Ed.
Ed Connell?
Yes, you know, we apologize to the fans, friends, and supporters for not bringing us the regular quality and purpose of the show today. But we are still Caribbean Global Voices. We're still here with the Saturday morning entertainment show. But as you know, things don't always work out as they plan them. And this is one for us this morning. Things did not go the way we planned. But you know the way we do it. So it's a little disappointing, but nevertheless, we can use the moment as a learning experience. And I mean learning to deal with the difficulties that you have to deal with, even though you cannot do anything about them. And sometimes that is the most frustrating part. But we have learned to improvise. We didn't get it all the way we wanted, but we did it some way. And we did it our way. We're going to be back next week. And that's exactly the same way we're going to do it, in spite of the ups and downs. We are right here with you on the Saturday morning entertainment show. So until next week, when we hope things will not be as glitchy, stay calm and deal. I should say, stay calm and live with this serenity We hope the best for you. And to the friends, family, Dawn, and our staff here at the Caribbean Global Voices, we convey our condolences in her past. And to the friends, family of Julie Liebert, we also convey our condolences. So until next week, we always hope for the best for you, as we do for ourselves. Until then, have a great week.
Okay, we have Leonard too. I have seen her. I think she would have left. But in the meantime, I too would want to pass on my condolences to the families who left to mourn. Don Cochran, we have Julie Liebert over there in Nevis. But I remember Tony Reed. He would have buried his mom just a few days ago. So those families that are left to mourn, lift their head high and live on and live in the true spirit of life. Try not to exist, but live the life, live yourself. Well, you guys
are thanks for the reminder, Ivor. I really forgot to include Tony and Tash in their own bereavement. Mother and mother-in-law was buried yesterday. I was so busy yesterday. Tash sent me the link. I was so busy yesterday. Like, we just had a trial finished yesterday. I was so busy yesterday. I didn't have a chance to even sit down and look at it. Because I wasn't even at my desk at all. I spent most of the day in the courtroom until about 7:30 last night. So I'm going to look at that. And, yeah, thanks for reminding me.
Okay. Well, folks, well, today, there's no game today. They would have put it off. My understanding is until tomorrow, but I understand from the park that tomorrow was not reserved for the final day too, so we might very well don't have a finals in this, the 15th edition of the U.S. Open. So it's playing cat and dog park, to be honest with you. So it would not have been a play the afternoon, but for sure, they have been called off today. They made a decision about 1, 2 o'clock last night. But from the park personnel here, I was just in back here, they're saying they have no idea about tomorrow and the game. But I need to know early, because it was slated to umpire game tomorrow, because there was no game scheduled tomorrow. But yes, it may. We'll join the heavyweights tomorrow at 6 in the p.m. And we will be right back here on the Saturday Morning Entertainment Show next Saturday. Well, let's see. How deep is your love? Marge has been singing all morning. Maybe she can...
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again. And you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you start with me, and it's me you the light in my deepest, darkest hour. You're my savior when I fall, and you made
left the BJs, bringing it down. BGs, BGs, bringing us down and bringing us to the end of yet another Saturday morning entertainment show. The hiccups along the way, nothing of our doing, I can tell you that. I know Colonel's going to say I sabotage the show.